You know, it was way past their ability to understand. And even though we are, quote, born of the Spirit, it is past our ability to comprehend, to lay hold to, because it just passed that physical reality that we understand, or the human knowledge. But Paul wrote all those years ago and said, your faith needs to be rooted and grounded in this experience. His purposeful goodwill for you. Now we're back to last week, right? He lives in you. Why will he heal your body? Why will he provide for you? Why will he talk to you about the kingdom? Because you're his body. He loves you. He nourishes, he cherishes you. Well, you need to be rooted and grounded in that faith, in that experience of his purposeful goodwill. Okay. But how do you act? What do you do? It's like, I mean, for me, in talking to my friend, this is a no-brainer. This has John 3:3-5 written all over it. Remember all that stuff that we've gone over now for probably several years since the revelation of the knowledge of it came out? If you look at John, the 3rd chapter, Jesus is talking to Nicodemus, and Jesus specifically said the answer to the question that I've just asked you several times. Jesus looked at Nicodemus and said, being born from above, you are able, what it says, you have the ability. Now, if you're not, you don't. But if you are, you do. You have the ability to horao, to see with your mind. What I say? To see with your mind. Where did Jesus say the kingdom was? Inside you. You can see, being born of the Spirit, you can see the kingdom with your mind. And he didn't stop there. Nicodemus said, whoa. What are you talking about, Jesus? And he said that being born of water, I alluded a little while ago, Ephesians 5th chapter, being washed with water by his word, right? Being born of water and of spirit, his spirit, you have the ability to eis erkomai, enter into, through the thoughts in the mind, enter into what? The kingdom. That's what he said, right? So Jesus told Nicodemus specifically how you can access this kingdom. He said the kingdom is inside you, and the way that you access or enter into this kingdom is through the thoughts coming to your mind, because you, being born from above, have the ability to see with your mind this kingdom. So, we talked so much for years about thoughts, right? Nobody's ever, quote, seen a thought. Except you, of course, seeing yours, right? No one's ever been able to empirically prove that there is a thought or what it's actually made up of. And yet every man, woman, and child on the planet has thoughts. We know this absolutely, it is true. Nobody even questions it. And yet you can't give a physical reality within human knowledge to explain a thought, even though it's there. Right? God has thought. And his thoughts are everything. Everything was created out from his thought. he imagined all that is, and it is simply because of that. Now, we have a universe filled with physical items, even into dark matter that you can't see, as well as obviously light, which you can see, and rocks and trees and birds and people, right? Okay. But they all were literally made up of thought. That's where they came from. So if you can hold that thought in your mind for a moment, you can see what we're talking about. That kingdom is made up of who he is. And who he is made up of everything, and eventually everything comes out from him. And Jesus said, talking to Nicodemus, first of all, talking to the Pharisees, in Luke 17, he said, the kingdom of God is inside you. And then he told Nicodemus that you can see the kingdom being born from above. You can see the kingdom with your mind, and you can enter into the kingdom, access the kingdom through the thoughts coming into your mind. So, it requires faith. Faith is the substance of what you expect based on the evidence that God has given you. Good enough? God's giving you some evidence that may be past what you've known to expect, but maybe the picture is being formed in you, and that picture we call faith. That picture is actually your thoughts being formed out from his thoughts, so that what he has been thinking, what he thinks, is conceived in you, and that is faith, and then you can act. You can stop. You can go. You know, no wonder Jesus said, when you get ready to spend time with God, go close the door. Well, God's not in the room. Do you understand? I mean, a lot of people think that. A lot of people, that's the way, you know, well, that's the house of God. I grabbed my mouth. Did y'all notice that? When I was a little kid, I always thought, why would God live here? I mean, it was uncomfortable. It was dark. It was sometimes often cold. It wasn't any fun. I can't believe, I mean, if this is God's house, I don't know if you understand what I'm saying? No. He lives in you. And his kingdom, the king of the kingdom, well, obviously, if it's the realm or rule of his authority and he's in you, then where is that? It's in you, okay? But don't lose the enormity of what we're talking about here.